Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Looking for a quick and easy way to take notes at work, school, or home? AccessNote is the new specialized note-taker app produced by the American Foundation for the Blind for use on the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. With AccessNote, users with vision loss can easily take notes, create documents, and access applications on their mobile device. It is designed to be completely accessible, having all the features of a traditional note-taking device and more. AccessNote is available for $19.99 in the iTunes App Store.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2013 with Briggs Cunningham, one of the owners and inventors of the Sight Compass, and here to tell us about exactly what this is. Welcome to Blind Bargains, Briggs.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what exactly is Sight Compass?
Sight Compass started off as a project to make bathrooms accessible.
What? Bathrooms?
Bathrooms.
Okay. I thought my bathroom was accessible already, but yeah, what do you mean by that?
So basically what we're doing through the iPhone and VoiceOver is we're explaining to you where every object is in that bathroom and how it works. Mm-hmm. So basically, facing stall, toilet paper's on left wall, seat covers are on back wall, tissues are on right wall.
Okay.
After we developed the technology, we realized we can make any area accessible. We're doing hiking trails.
I was going to say, yeah, ones that are perhaps a little more important.
Yeah.
It's a near-field system.
We've invented beacons that we put in an area, and the area now becomes Sight Compass enabled. So here at the Hyatt, we have made the floor accessible, the Starbucks, including the menu, elevators, you name it. And the way that we get you there is we're not using GPS and we're not using the internet. We use our own internal network. That way, it works 100% of the time. No matter if you have cell service or not.
What do you mean by your own internal network? What is like?
So basically, we have.
How does it know where you are?
We have Bluetooth signals bouncing around that are going directly to your handheld device.
Got you.
Okay, so it uses the latest Bluetooth technology. Now, the way it explains to you how to get to places is as if an O&M instructor has explained to you. So your point of your waypoint here is going to be the front doors of the hotel.
Okay. Okay.
To get to Starbucks. Enter in through hotel and trail right to the last door on the right. Then you're going to find three sets of chairs and tables. After that, if you keep trailing right, you're going to find the entrance to Starbucks.
So these were directions that were manually created.
Yes, we have a software component that O&M instructors can actually go in and actually program these environments out on the fly.
Okay. So the NFC tech itself, is it low power Bluetooth? How is it... Well, near-field communications, usually you have to be within a couple inches of the
So each one of our locators is basically 500 radius field. So we have them in multiple areas. So right now we have one on the floor here, okay?
Okay.
And we also have one at Starbucks. We have one in the West Hall and the East Hall. So as you're moving, you kind of bounce like you would a Wi-Fi tower. So when you scan, you're going to pick up one of those locations and you're going to get a link that says Manchester Hotel and Starbucks. Okay? If I opened up my app and did my scan out to where the guide dogs go to the restroom, you're also going to get a link there for information on where the garbage can is. So you don't have to go through all those links. So things will actually float to let you know where you are. You want me to give you a demonstration?
Yeah, do you have the app?
Let's head out to the lobby here.
Okay. And you have the app running on your iPhone?
Yeah, so it's 4S and it's 5 because it uses, we're one of the first manufacturers of this new Bluetooth technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working direct. You don't have to pair it, and it doesn't, you know, really.
Which Bluetooth tech is that? Is that part of 4.0?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're out here in the lobby.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn my voiceover on.
All right.
Voiceover on.
Okay, I'm going to double tap to get into it.
Sight Compass, Starbucks.
Okay, let me go back here a little
bit. Manchester Grand. Sights.
Okay, now if I swipe to the right, I'm getting...
Sights, Matt Starbucks.
And I'm also getting...
Manchester Grand Hyatt Hotel.
Okay, I'm going to go into Manchester.
Okay.
Manchester Grand Hyatt Hotel.
So I'm going to get a little brief
Welcome
description.
Welcome to CSUN 2013.
But I want to go to the restroom, so I'm going to swipe to the right to get to areas.
With areas.
Okay, I have...
Guide dog relief. Exhibit hall entrance / duck restrooms first floor. Hotel room example. ATM.
Let's go to the restroom.
Okay.
Restrooms first...
Okay. Now it's going to give me a description of how to get to that restroom.
From here?
Restrooms. Once downstairs from lobby in the Douglas foyer.
Okay.
Trail wall left, First entrance is a room with payphones.
You always get the same instructions? Like,
yes.
Okay, so it's
they're solid. It works every time. So we use a lot of terms. We worked a lot of O&M instructors. So everything is going to be standard and very, very familiar.
So it's not looking at your GPS because you can't really do that here. So it's giving you directions from the lobby or it gives you a starting point.
Exactly. So again, you're not dependent on that GPS that doesn't work in the basement of a VA or Wi-Fi. So I'm going to swipe to the right, and I'm going to select men's restroom.
Okay.
Now, in this window, I can do a bird's eye view, which will explain to me the entire bathroom. Or if I swipe to the right, I can just choose stalls, urinals, paper towel, soap dispenser. Okay, I know the bathroom, but I forgot where the hand dryer is. I can swipe to that. But let's do the bird's eye view here. You ready?
Door opens pushing inward on right. After entering men's restroom, turn 90 degrees to the right. Now facing restroom. Along left wall are three sinks. All sinks have auto on and off sensor. The soap dispensers are right next to faucets and also have auto on and off hand sensor. Paper towels are located behind sinks along back sink wall in multiple locations. Garbage can is built into all left of sinks. After sinks along left wall is a privacy wall. After privacy wall are four urinals. All four are water free and have no flush handle. Nothing is located on back wall. Starting from the right back are three stalls.
So we start you on the left
first
and we bring you around to the
circle, right.
That's
what you call bird's eye view,
so
right.
So everything is standard. No matter where you go, it's going to be very familiar.
Back of toilet to the left. The last three stalls are standard. Toilet paper and seat cover are located on left wall. Flush handles are located back of toilet to the left. Last on the near right wall is another sink. Sink has auto on and off sensor. The soap dispenser is next. To faucet and also has auto on and off hand sensor. Paper towels are located behind sink along back sink wall. Another garbage can is located on left side of door when exiting. Door opens by pulling left.
That's the most detailed description of a bathroom I've ever seen in my life.
Now, if I don't want to hear that again, I can swipe to the right.
Items.
And I can go to
stalls, urinals, paper towels.
Well, I go into paper towels.
Paper towels. Paper door opens pushing inward on right. After entering men's restroom, turn 90 degrees to the right.
So what we're doing is we're starting you at a starting point.
Okay.
And that's how we're guiding you. Like an O&M instructor. So
sure.
if you entered in everything that's mapped out here is from the entrance of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you get to Starbucks. This is how you get to the escalators. This is how, and we give you clues as you're going down. So when you're coming down the west hall, we're telling you there's elevators on the left.
Sure.
The first elevator takes you to floors 24 through this.
Mm-hmm.
Second elevator takes you through floors, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you really, back to the bathroom example just for 1 second. Is that just kind of a goofy example, or do you really expect someone to be standing in the bathroom for 10 minutes to
No. We've been beta testing for quite a while, and the way you're going to use this is you're actually going to listen to it before you go in there and build it in your mind's eye. What we found out is there's a psychological aspect here. The way we're delivering the information to you, you're building it in your mind.
Sure.
There's a lot going on there. You're going to retain it.
Okay.
So when you go into the bathroom, you're literally looking through the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into the bathroom, you know where everything is before you even go in there.
So, all right. So the NFC chips, what's the purpose of having that as part of the system?
It creates our near field network.
Okay. And those are Bluetooth powered. That's the built. It's built into
those. They're Bluetooth. Yep, they run off of 2 AA batteries.
And what's the range on those?
They're five. We do them at 500 feet. We can blast them up to 3 miles, but we do them at 500 feet because that's how we create our weight system.
Okay, and 2 AA or 2 batteries.
They'll last over 3 years.
Really?
Yes.
On one. Okay. Is there a way to get notified when the device is kind of?
Yeah. So that is being implemented into the software side. So basically the way that this works is, I'll give you a student example.
Okay.
The student gets one of these. Now, well, let me go back here. This also works for deaf because they can read it. It works for deaf blind, dyslexia, and also works for anxiety disorders.
Sure.
Okay. We had a deafblind guy in the booth yesterday, and he was using a Bluetooth Braille display, listening to the description of the hotel room.
Nice.
He got to the point where it explained the air conditioner orientation, and he flipped out because he couldn't believe the information he was getting, right? He had access to the hotel room now.
Sure.
It was unbelievable.
Okay.
So let me give you a student example. It goes into an IEP. First student shows up to a school. He hands what we call the staffel box to the O&M instructor. the O&M instructor logs in to our software, and we have tools to build out that environment on the fly.
Okay.
Another student shows up to the school. The school's already been programmed. Now it ports over to that student.
Gotcha. So,
or if you're an adult and you show up to a work site, mm-hmm. same deal.
Okay. So the app is available now for iOS? Are you still
You can download it. Site Compass, free from the App Store.
Are you going to come over to other platforms? Or?
Absolutely. We're actually we're working directly with Windows, and then Droid will be out shortly. And then we're also looking at the... If we're happy with the accessibility of the new BlackBerry platform, mm-hmm. we'd be happy to, to make that available as well.
Right. So your motto, because the app's free.
Yes.
So your model, your business model is to make money off of selling the devices and...
It's going to be off of the hardware and the software.
Okay. So and what is the cost for it, for the hardware and software?
$499 gets you one staffel box and access to our configurator. So we even have people that are... purchasing them for personal use. Mm-hmm. I have a parent who, let's say, has a 14-year-old son, and they're going on a cruise. Uh-huh. They can take the Staffel box with them on the cruise. The parent can actually go in and program out the cruise ship to the point of even, you know, there's a teen dance at this level. So we even see it for personal use as well.
Mm-hmm. And you can reprogram with that one box. You can
all day long.
Right. So the purpose of the box is to establish the location and kind of...
And it's your network. Right. Again, because we're not depending ourselves on 3G, Wi-Fi, or GPS, because we want it to work all the time, 100%.
So what's the... Yeah, you said 500 feet. So it's going to work around most of this hotel, right?
So we have about 7 of them.
Okay. So you can network those boxes. You could buy more than one, and you can tie them together.
Absolutely,
They pretty much act as repeaters to each other.
So, like a college campus would probably have one or two in each building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And each one, you could either network them so they all have the same information.
And that's how it's done here. Right. The only difference is they're all bringing up the Manchester Hotel link and also Starbucks.
Okay.
But when you do go out to, let's say, the dog area... where the guide dogs go to the restroom,
mm-hmm.
you're going to hit one of the relays out there. You're going to get the two links, but then you're going to get this extra link that says dog relief area. That way you can get access to that quickly and get orientation of where it is and where the garbage can is, instead of going into the Manchester link, searching. Okay. You see what I'm saying? That way we bring... And then it gives you another clue of where you're at.
So that little configurator, you can set it up a couple different ways how you can link them to each other. You can have parts of it linked to each other.
Everything is real time. We're providing you all the information real time. You're not going to be able to save these routes. So, for instance, the other day, urinal number 2 went out of order. We were able to quickly log in, go to urinal 2 in our system, and put it out of order. So then within a few seconds, you could scan again, and now you know. Now you're not dealing with that stupid bag, right?
Right.
Your cane's not...
Sure.
You know, so you... Again, I like to say you're looking through the walls. You're getting detailed information.
The configuration software itself. Yes. What platform does that run on?
Drupal.
Okay, and so it's web based, or
it's all web based.
So is it accessible? Is it accessible to use as well? Or
yes. So an example we have is one of our pilot projects is at Foundation for Blind Children in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gentleman there who's blind and is an incredible JAWS user. We developed a configurator so that he could go in and even build out the environment.
Yeah, because really sometimes...
Because he knows it better than I do.
Sometimes blind people give, you know, the best directions, we always say, if you're... You know,
100%.
Yep.
So we designed it that way as well. You know, originally it was like, well, let's drag this object into the grid and drag this up. No, let's back up here. I want everybody to be able to configure this.
All right.
So for yourself, if you had a personal Staffel box...
Mm-hmm.
And you had somebody coming to visit you,
I don't want to leave,
who might be visually impaired, you could actually program out your house and maybe a couple of locations in your neighborhood for that person when they show up.
And you can choose how much, what are the power levels that you can do?
So there's going to be, so when you purchase it, you get the bathroom configurator, okay? Mm-hmm. Now there's also going to be an O&M, there is an O&M component where they actually are going to freehand a lot of it.
Sure.
And then there will be add-ons. There'll be a restaurant add-on, an airport add-on, a VA add-on.
And what are those add-ons?
A personal add-on.
What do those add-ons give you?
It'll give you the configurator with all of the objects and grids for those locations.
Okay.
So a restaurant's going to be different than a bathroom.
Sure.
Okay. A university is going to be different than an elementary school.
Okay. Got you. As far as the power, you said it's 500
feet.
500 feet
radius.
Here, but you can control that?
Yes, with an antenna. Unfortunately, we have FCC rules and can't broadcast more than a certain amount.
Well, right. Okay. Yeah. So legally,
but we don't want to do that because we want to use the system based on kind of like as you're hopping across Wi-Fi towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're picking up more information. And we've also done this as well because there's many other levels of mobility. This right now it's orientation, right?
Yep.
There's going to be a level of mobility coming very soon with multiple boxes. Mm-hmm. So some of the things we've done are built for what we are also adding to it in the near future to make it even more powerful.
Okay. Well, cool. If people want to get more information and learn more about this, how can they do that?
Sitecompass.com.
S-I-G-H-T.
Yep, C-O-M-P-A-S-S.com. We have a Facebook page. We have an Audioboo page. And we also have a Twitter page. We have what was called Carrie's Press. We have an awesome person working with us doing all social media. Her name's Carrie, and she's our social media person.
Right.
So she will be sending out all the latest info and all that good stuff.
Well, hey, cool. Thank you so much for talking about this,
Briggs. My pleasure. Thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.